Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Police are identifying the five victims killed in Greater Boston shootings two nights ago. The oldest was just 31 years old. The other four were in their 20s. Police have not identified any of the suspects and once again are asking for the public's help in reducing acts of violence by providing information. Violence in the city has forever changed the lives of many families over the years. That includes two mothers whose lives are permanently linked by an act of violence nearly 22 years ago. One is the mother of a teenager killed on a Dorchester street. The other is the mother of one of the gunmen that day. As WBUR's Dolores Handy reports, they become friends and are now trying to bring together other families on the opposite side of crimes.
Tina Sherry and Doris Bogue say their lives are forever intertwined. That's because of the death of Sherry's son. 15-year-old Lewis Brown was shot in the head by a stray bullet caught in the crossfire of a gang shootout. He was a straight-A student, a natural leader who told his mom that one day he'd be the nation's first black president. The year was 1993. He was Sherry's oldest child.
You do everything humanly possible, to raise your children in the best way that you know how. And then the streets are somehow stronger than you are.
It's not clear who fired the fatal shot. But just over 3 years later, Charles Bogues pleaded guilty to being one of the gunmen firing .45 caliber pistols that day.
Because I didn't know that he was down the street that day.
Bogues' mother, Doris Bogues, remembers coming home from work that day, talking to her son about how traffic in their neighborhood was backed up.
When I got home, I said, traffic is horrible. He says, a young man got shot and killed down the street. So I didn't know that Charles was down the street. He was supposed to be at work.
Charles Bogues agreed to plead guilty to second-degree murder and received a life sentence with the possibility of parole. The killing rocked the community. It came during a time of heightened gun violence in the city, with drug wars and shootings between rivals over turf. Tina Sherry's son was not among them. He was on his way to an afternoon Christmas party for teens against gang violence when he became an unintended target of a gang shootout. The absolute horror of the shooting drew attention to the struggle to keep kids away from violence, and it mobilized Tina Sherry into action. She began Boston's annual Mother's Day, Mother's Walk for Peace, and formed the Lewis D. Brown Peace Institute, named after her son.
I tell people when Lewis was killed is when I woke up. If my child cannot walk down the street, then where are the street signs that say no walking at 3:30 in the afternoon, gang shootout in progress? Where are the signs?
With her son in prison, that's a question Doris Bogues was asking too. She wondered about reaching out to Sherry.
Biggest thing was, I'm sorry for all this mess. You know, that's what I wanted to say, that I was sorry that Charles had been there. The whole, all these different people that was helping her with her journey, I felt they were helping me too.
10 years after the gang shootout, the two agreed to meet.
When I walked in, I fell apart and I gave her a big hug because I felt that I owed her an apology. My son had done this and I just felt that I needed her to know who I was. I spent a lot of my life just making sure people know that I'm not a villain. And I did the best I could.
I didn't know she was looking to prove. That's what I saw. I saw her as a mother. I saw us as two mothers working hard, trying to love our children, trying to be the best that we can. And the streets won. Because of that cold December afternoon, our lives are now intertwined.
From that day, Tina Sherry says she and Doris Bogues have remained connected. Bogues became a volunteer at the Peace Institute, and they've helped one another heal.
For me, I know what it felt like to have a child be killed on the streets. I did not know and did not want to know what it felt like to have a child be convicted for killing someone.
To me, they let me know that I'm not the only person that went through this, and I still felt so bad for her. You know, I met so many people that made life easier for me, mentally.
Now Bogues comes in to help out in the Peace Institute office as Sherry works to bring together other offenders and victims' families. It's all about healing. The Lewis D. Brown Peace Institute has just launched what it's calling the Intergenerational Justice Program to do just that. Sherry says they're trying to provide a safe place without blame and without shame to help people whose lives have been affected by homicide move forward.
So that they can begin their healing and reconciliation. So if they do see this person on the street, it's not this thirst for revenge that then comes out. But it's that choice. I can either walk away and go a separate way, or I have the tools to approach you and wish you well.
At one of the Intergenerational Justice Program's first major events, one of the speakers sitting on a panel with the two moms was Bogues' son, the man who had pleaded guilty to killing Sherry's son. Charles Bogues has won parole. Darce Bogues and Tina Sherry hope he can become an example that someone can learn from and make up for serious mistakes, and can be a part of the effort to interrupt the cycle of violence. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.